This is the book, y'all. This book does not come from this realm because it comes from a higher dimension. You see, there is no other book like it on the planet. None has ever been written like it, nor will one ever be produced that is its equal, because this book contains the holy word of God, Most High. This is your life playbook and your business Bible, too. If you've been gasping for air, we're going to hook you up to life support right now, because today we are sharing the top verses for business success. Grab your pen and paper. Fresh revelation is coming your way on this exciting episode.
This is the Kingdom Builders Academy podcast with tips, tools, and biblical truth to build your brand, business, or ministry. If you're a Christian speaker, writer, coach, or entrepreneur, this is the podcast you've been praying for. Get ready to increase your impact, income, and influence. Here are your hosts, the mother, her son, and his wife doing business, ministry, and life to shape the culture for Christ. Tamara Lowe, Zach Lowe, and Jillian Lowe. Let's go.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the KBA podcast. This is going to be one of the penultimate topics that we ever talk about. I don't know what episode we're on here, somewhere, I think in the 30s, but this is business Bible verses, the best and our top, our favorite
verses from the Inspire Bible.
Yeah, business Bible verses. If you were in suspense looking at the intro on YouTube, seeing Inspire, what is this? What is this book that she's talking about? It is the Bible. It is the B-I-B-L-E. So we're excited to dive into our favorite scriptures in the Holy Bible as it relates to business things and business audiences. So Coach Tam, I really had a hard time. We were going to do like a top 10, but I ended up pulling together about maybe 20 verses, actually maybe 40 or 50 verses here. So I don't know if we're going to go through all of them today, but I did categorize them in topics. So do you want me to dive in or do you want to kick us off?
No, go ahead.
All right. So what I love about the Bible and as it relates to business is that there's so many things that we need to have in life, in business, in health, in relationships, in finances, right? We could literally do 100 different, you know, online courses and study series on the Bible. But we're going to talk about business today and what you need to have a successful business and to be a successful business person running a successful business, and what the Bible teaches more than anything else on that subject. So I want to start with something that I don't think is a downer, but is a reality check, which is suffering, endurance, and hope. So we're going to start with suffering.
Oh, suffering. Suffering.
Yeah, and then we're going to bring it maybe to some brighter things. But here's the reality if you're going to be a business person, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, if you're going to be even a ministry leader, and you're going to be an organizational builder and leader and spearhead something that is a little bit into the unknown, is that you will face suffering. And, you know, as I was thinking about this first subject, you know, I was actually kind of reminded of the Last Supper and what Jesus did with his disciples and actually really even what James and John asked of Jesus. So can we, you know, be prominent in your kingdom? Can we sit at your left and right hand? And Jesus said, are you going to drink the cup of suffering? And they said that we are willing. And I want to tell you that if you want to build a business, if you want to build a ministry, if you want to go and create something new that changes lives and makes an impact and makes an income too, is you're going to have to drink the cup of suffering. Like that is going to be part of the process. That's going to be part of the journey. It's unavoidable. It's undeniable that there will be suffering. But the good news is that it doesn't end in suffering. It doesn't end in suffering. And the first verse or three verses that I want to bring are from Romans 5:3-5, where the Apostle Paul says, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So we've got to recognize, one, that, hey, we're going to just have to drink the cup of suffering if we're going into leadership, if we're going into business, if we're going into ministry. Can we all just agree that that's like undeniable, unavoidable? So let's do something with that. You know, let's actually take that opportunity to create something great. And the suffering, it begins in suffering, but it ends in hope. It ends in hope. And we actually get to rejoice in hope. So I'm going to share a few verses here. You know, Romans 12:12 says, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. And this to me is just being the first thing I'm bringing up is the first mindset that I think you need to have in business is to be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, and to rejoice in hope. The beautiful thing about hope is that hope allows us to take future good and bring it into the present. Even in the midst of suffering, even in the midst of trial, even in the midst of tragedy, thanks be to God, we can have hope. And what hope allows us to do is to bring future good into our present state, into our present reality, and to rejoice in hope, and to remember the future good that is coming, like it says in Romans 8:18, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Like that is one of my favorite verses ever, right? And that's true in business, that's true in relationships, that's true in all of life, that we are going to face trials here on earth. And we've got to remember that the sufferings of this present time are not even worth comparing, right? Like if you held the suffering and the glory right next to each other, they do not compare. Like they are not equal. They are not close to equal. The sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. That's an eternity, but it's also, I think it's also true in our lives, and it will be true in many areas of our lives, that the sufferings that we go through in business, in ministry, in relationship is not worth comparing with the good, with the glory that is to be revealed to us. So that's my first business Bible takeaway is, hey, we're going to have to drink the cup of suffering, but the good news is it all ends in hope. You know, the suffering produces endurance and the endurance produces character and the character produces hope.
Yeah.
And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we suffer with him, we'll also be glorified with him. We'll experience the fellowship of the suffering of Christ, but it's a suffering that leads to glorification. And I just want to encourage you, you know, just like, wow, what a great way to start the podcast. Let's talk about suffering. But don't let that scare you away from business, because I have another exciting promise for you, and that is whether you go into business or not, you're still going to experience suffering in this life. And God has given us a way of moving from suffering to resurrection. He's in the resurrection business. He's in the business of restoration. And while suffering is a part of this life, it's not the end of the story, as Zach says.
Yeah, yeah. My next topic is grace and abundance. So we're gonna.
Well, that's good. Maybe I'll give you a little bounce on that. So here's my first verse. And it actually comes from the first chapter of the first book of this amazing Bible. And it's Genesis 1:28. And these are the first words that God spoke to mankind, to Adam and Eve. These are the very first words he said, Genesis 1:28. God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase. Fill the earth, subdue it, rule over it, rule over every living creature. So God's very first words to man, first he blessed them. Can I just say that increase is a blessing? It's a blessing to experience increase. And he said to them, prosper, increase, multiply. And I think that the deeper you can get this into your spirit, so that it is absolutely enmeshed in your spiritual DNA, that it is a good thing to prosper, that God wants you to multiply, that it is a blessing to increase, the better off your life is going to be. This is the children's bread and the very first thing that God said to his people. He blessed them and said, increase, prosper, fill the earth. And that should be good news for you guys, because increase, abundance, prosperity is God's plan. Oh, no, no, it's not a wicked plan from the enemy to get you trapped in greed. No, it's not. It's God's plan to bless you, to increase you, to prosper you. And what we need to do is we need to mix faith with the Word of God and understand that God is a good God. He wants good things for our lives. It is His delight to bless us. King David said, "You stoop down to make me great." Imagine that. So I just want to encourage you with that little word as we move. You said, Zach, we're moving into grace next, right? But just know that the very foundation that God set man upon was a foundation of increase, blessing, and multiplication. And His word is unchanging, just like He is. He's not changed His mind about that. God wants us to prosper and to be blessed. God wants us to multiply, to fill the earth, and to be a testimony of His lavish goodness.
Yeah. Oh, amen. Amen, Coach Tam. I love that so much. I think it's such a great theme that, again, we could spend a whole series on, is that that is a theme in the Bible, that God wants to bless us. God wants to see us succeed. Man. God wants us to possess the positions of influence. God wants us to grow. God wants us to create. God wants us to build in partnership with Him. Like, that's part of being made in Him, His image. He's a creator God. He's created a creator sons and daughters. So I love that. And, you know, it's so true. And, you know, let me bring back the, you know, the Last Supper and the cup of suffering, because I often do think about the cup and the bread of that, you know, both sides of the coin. That, you know, that there is the cup of suffering. We already talked on that. But then there's also the bread of life, you know, the bread of life and the sustenance that God provides, and the providence that God provides, and the provision that God provides. That's to me both sides of the coin, is that, like, look, yeah, there's going to be suffering, but there's also going to be life. There's also going to be good.
Amen.
And probably my favorite verse on money in the Bible is 2 Corinthians 9:8. And go read the context on all these verses. You got to always read the context. But the context in this chapter, it's talking about money. It's clearly talking about money. And 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, God is able to make all grace abound to you.
Amen, He is.
That you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. So God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things, at all times, you may have an abundance for every good work. So to me, like, I'm just going to piggyback on that theme that you led, Coach Tam, with this kind of grace and abundance. Like, that's a theme in the Bible that God, we know, we recognize, but we don't always call on God as having all the resources, you know, every spiritual blessing. Like, God is able to make every spiritual blessing abound to you. He's able to make every material blessing abound to you. So that you may have an abundance for every good work. Like, that is a worthy goal. You know, that is a worthy goal, to have an abundance for every good work.
Amen.
Right? And we want to have an abundance of energy. We want to have an abundance of compassion. We want to have an abundance of generosity. But we also want to have an abundance of material things so that we can meet physical needs, like Jesus met physical needs. Like,
that's right.
Jesus had an abundance of power and miracles and wisdom and teaching, but He also created an abundance in people's physical needs, in people's material lives here on earth. It wasn't all, you know, about eternity. Certainly it's got a lot to do with eternity in our future glory, but Jesus met people where they're at. You know, Jesus met current needs, and Jesus had an abundance for every good work. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, including finances, that you would always have sufficiency in all things, so that you would have an abundance for every good work. And I'll just share a few more verses on this topic. Go ahead, Coach Tam. Yeah,
hop in here and say, you know, the word meditate, it means ruminate. Say it again and again in your mind. Think it again and again. And Zach, as you were repeating the scriptures, I was just thinking, that's the washing of the water of the word, isn't it? And when you hear a verse that hits your heart and you write it down and you think, I'm going to memorize it, you know what? Keep saying it again and again and again, because there's There's a lot of pollution and also, unfortunately, negative mindsets, bad theology, even in the Church of the Living God, that we need to wash off of us. And it's these kinds of scriptures, as you ruminate on them, as you meditate on them, as you repeat them to yourself over and over again, it's cleansing. It will rewire your brain. It will fix the things that ail you. So sorry to jump in there in the middle of your thought there, Zach, but I just love the way that you were repeating the scripture and just what a cathartic thing that is.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, I've heard other ways meditate translated as even to mutter, you know, to like to chew on. And when you're chewing, your mouth's going up and down, and like to mutter, like even to like say under your breath. And I love putting the scriptures in first person, like God is able to make all grace abound to me, so that having all sufficiency in all things, I may have an abundance for every good work. Yeah. So I mean, just having those favorite scriptures and speaking them. And speaking them when you need them, right? Like when you're suffering, to be able to speak that verse. And when you need grace for an abundance, to be able to speak that verse and to know that and to remind yourself and to like declare it to the atmosphere that God is able to make all grace abound to me, so that having all sufficiency in all things, I may abound in every good work. A few more verses just to, you know, drive that point home. Ephesians 3:20, and then we'll move on to Coach Tam's next idea is Ephesians 3:20. God is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think according to his power at work within us. I think we forget about that, his power at work within us. We often hear that verse and think about God is able to do so great. You know, God moves the mountains. He's everything. And that's true. But he wants to partner with us. It's through his power at work within us that we are a part of that process, that we are a part of doing more than we can ask or think, is partnering with God and actually doing it ourselves. And two more, Deuteronomy 8:18, we all know this one. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth. And I guess this whole topic is also about like partnering with God. You know, it's really about partnering with God in our businesses, in our finances, in the fruit that we're producing. Romans 5:17, those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through Jesus Christ. Again, that's just that partnership. We are reigning in life. You and I are reigning in life through Jesus Christ. Just by receiving the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness, we get to reign in life through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Zachy. I got one for the ladies in the house. I got one that's just for you from God's word. It is, I'm going to read you the verse and then I'm going to tell you the reference. Okay. Here it is. She makes sure that all her ventures are profitable. She makes sure that all her ventures are profitable. Yeah, y'all, that's Proverbs 31, verse 18. And here's what I love about Proverbs 31 that I think a lot of people, most people miss. If you were to ask the average Christian, what's something that describes the Proverbs 31 woman? Who is the Proverbs 31 woman? Most people would say that she is a godly wife and mother. And yes, she is. But that is hardly the full sum of her description. Do you know, in fact, that in Proverbs 31, her husband is only mentioned twice and her children are only mentioned once, but her business ventures are mentioned over a dozen times.
That's good.
Now, listen, Proverbs 31 woman, she can bring home the bacon and fry it up in a pan. She is Betty Crocker at breakfast, making breakfast for her whole household, but she is a boss babe all day long. The Bible says this about the Proverbs 31 woman, that she is a textile manufacturer. She's an importer-exporter. She is a real estate investor. She's an employer. She is a manager supervisor. She is a superstar salesperson. She is an agriculture developer, a philanthropist, and an excellent money manager, all rolled up in one. This woman is entrepreneurial, and she makes sure that all her ventures are profitable. Come on, ladies.
Proverbs. Man, that's good. That's the best Proverbs 31
teaching. I've heard Coach Tim. That was good. That was fire in less than 5 minutes. I like that a lot. That was good. Well, I say we actually wrap on that. We've given a lot of meat to chew on here. We'll make this part one, and we'll come back. I don't know if it'll be next week or in the next few weeks. We'll come back with a part two, maybe part three. I got another like five sections on business Bible verses, but love this part one episode with you, Coach Tam. Thanks for bringing the word and the knowledge, and I look forward to diving in more. So love you guys. Bless you guys. See you next week on the KBA podcast.
Hi, this is Tamara Lowe, founder of Kingdom Builders Academy, here with a free gift for you, our loyal podcast listener. We're giving away free copies of my newest book, On Purpose, How to Find, Fund, and Fulfill Your Purpose. You can download your free copy right now at onpurposebook.com. That's www.onpurposebook.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Kingdom Builders Academy podcast today. Join us again for our next exciting episode.